Hey friend, welcome back. If you've been thinking about a career change, then this is the episode for you because we are going to talk about how to become a top candidate in a brand new industry with your career story. Now you might feel like, you know, you've kind of had it with the position you're in, maybe the entire industry you're in. Maybe you're feeling burnt out or you want a brand new challenge. No matter what it is, if you're thinking of shifting industries, there's a couple of fears that tend to come along with that. If you're feeling like, you know, I don't want to take a pay cut. I can't afford to take a pay cut. I have a mortgage. I have kids in college. I have all these financial commitments that I just cannot responsibly take a financial cut or face the uncertainty of not knowing what my finances are going to look like. Maybe you might be thinking, well, you know what? I invested so much time and effort in getting my degree, in having 10, 15, 20 years of experience. Now switching to a completely new field, I don't want to start over. And I completely get that. No matter what your concern is, it varies so greatly from person to person. So any one person will have a combination of these, you know, thoughts going through their mind. And I think that's totally normal. It means that you and I, we have a pulse and we're human, right? But even though these thoughts are normal, it doesn't mean they are accurate and it doesn't mean they're serving you. Usually, some of our thoughts in our head help us to stay safe. Anytime we detect a potential threat, we begin to have these thoughts in order to keep us in this safe bubble. But at the same time that we are in a quote unquote safe bubble, we are still in a bubble. So to get out of that, I'm going to talk to you about that secret weapon, that thing that's going to help you to become a top candidate in a brand new industry. Now, with this solution, this thing we're going to talk about, you're able to get out of the situation that you're in, out of the career, out of the industry you're in, but you don't have to fear for your finances. You don't have to take a pay cut. You also don't have to give in to those imposter syndrome or those thoughts that are telling you that you've wasted your time or that you're not qualified for a new industry. Because the entire time you've been in your career, you have been developing skill sets and qualities and abilities and experience and knowledge, all that can help you towards practically any career. But the goal is to show the new company in the new industry for your new position that not only are you qualified, but coming from a different industry is exactly what they need. They need those skills from someone who has the specific qualifications you do that maybe they did not expect to have in their candidate pool. So our secret weapon, it's crazy simple. It's a career story. Now, you may have heard career story thrown about quite a bit lately, and oftentimes it's referred to as the answer to your tell me about yourself question. And in many cases, it can serve word for word as the answer to your tell me about yourself question. However, the career story goes so much deeper, and I don't think it gets enough credit. I also don't think that it's done correctly very often. I'm going to walk you through a few steps to get your career story down. But first, I want to talk to you about why story is so powerful when it's crafted well. There's three reasons why a story is unbelievably powerful, but only when it's crafted well. And the very first reason is that a story provides purpose and values, meaning that it communicates your drive, your passion, your mission for your work. And it also communicates why you're passionate and driven towards this work. What values do you have that helps you to naturally thrive in this environment? Did you know that one of the top qualities that higher level executives look for when they hire are passion, drive, and commitment? Yes, of course, you need the skill sets to do the job. But if you're not driven, someone else is going to pass right by you because when we're driven, we naturally improve in all of our skill sets because we have a natural motivation. We're not trying so hard to motivate ourselves. Anyways, that is the first reason why story is so powerful. The second reason why story is so powerful is because when you craft a good story, it brings clarity, it's focused, and it gives you a thread to hang on to follow the story beginning to end. It also provides you direction, right? When you see a good story, it's got that happy ending. And the entire hour and a half, 2 hours that you're watching the story, you know that everything is going to be leading to this one moment where everything gets beautifully closed up at the end. Everyone has a happy ending. All the, you know, suspenseful moments are over. And you saw that it was all worth it in the end. A story helps you to frame your experience, your entire career journey, as a story that says, I've been interested in this opportunity in this field for a long time, but here's the challenges that I've had to overcome and the ways in which I've learned skills and developed all of these assets in my toolbox to now come to this culminating moment, this perfect point in time where my fate and your fate meet and we are a perfect fit. I am a perfect candidate for your position, especially because I come from a different industry, because I bring you these skill sets, right? But all of that is when the story is crafted well, that's when it becomes a clear and focused thread that provides direction from the beginning of your career to this particular point, getting this particular job. Okay, the third reason why story is so impactful, so powerful, is because story invokes emotion. Think of any movie that you've seen, or if you've read a good book, you feel the ups and downs as you're going through the story. Maybe you gasp at a moment, or maybe you hold your breath when you are waiting for the suspense to finally be broken, for that tension to break. That feeling and that emotion causes engagement. If you don't feel anything in a movie, I promise you, you're going to fall asleep or change the channel. So feeling invokes engagement. And as you're becoming more engaged, now you become invested. And that means you want to know what the outcome is. Maybe you even want to be a part of the outcome. Oftentimes, we watch movies about the underdog because maybe we feel like an underdog a little bit and we think, I want the underdog to win because if the underdog wins, that means I can win too, right? There's an investment. I want to win with the hero of this movie. Okay, so those are the three reasons why story is so incredibly powerful. It communicates your purpose and your value to the company. It gives you a clear message, a focused thread, and it provides direction that leads you as the employee and the hero of the story all the way to the interview room, to where they can see, my goodness, this person's entire life has led up to this moment in this room. And it provides an opportunity for emotion, engagement, and investment. All right, so now that we know the power of the story, let's talk about the steps it's going to take for you to develop a really good story. Okay, step number one, I want you to determine the role that you are seeking. You cannot come up with a career story if you don't know where you want the ending to go. That's the key piece to remember. Oftentimes, we want to change careers, and the first thing we think of is, I bet you can guess, it's the resume. Everyone says, hey, I need to make a career change. I need to talk to Patricia. And when they schedule their strategy call, it always says something like, I need to work on my resume so that I can land XYZ position, or I need to work on my resume because I need to change careers. One of the first questions that I ask is, awesome, I'm so excited to help you. Let's figure out how we're going to target the resume. So I need you to send me your job description. Like, what's a sample, 1, 2, or 3 job descriptions for the same role? Usually that is answered with some confusion or, you know, some uncertainty as to, you know, I'm not 100% sure what role I want to tackle. So this is your very first task. Determine the role that you are seeking. Why is that important? Because this becomes your cheat sheet. If you don't know the ending of the story, you cannot write the rest of the story. When we watch a story, we watch it beginning to end. But when we create a story, we create it with the end first. And then every detail leading up to the ending is chosen, carefully crafted to serve that ending. Okay, so determine the role that you're seeking, and that becomes sort of your cheat sheet. It allows for targeting. And usually you can do this by grabbing a couple of sample job descriptions, make sure they're high quality job descriptions, they're from different companies for the same role in the same industry, and that you like all three jobs, that all three job postings, that they appeal to you, so that there's a fit between the story you're crafting and what you actually want to land. Okay, that's step one. Now, step two is to identify the substance within that role. And I mean, get clear on the problem that you are solving in that role. Basically, the problem the company needs to solve by hiring you. Get clear on the core skills needed in order to solve that problem. and get clear on the knowledge base or the subjects that you need to know or be familiar with, have experience with, have researched in order to do well and to solve that problem. You can pull all of that from some of the job postings that you have, or you can start having informational interviews to continue to pull a little bit more richer information. Okay, so we've got step one and step two. Step three is now you are ready to craft your story. And as you craft your story, you want to pull the most impactful aspects from your experience, but make sure that you pull them in terms of your future position. That in terms of, that's the hardest part of crafting your story, right? That's the piece where you have been trained and programmed to think in terms of this one industry that you've been a part of for 10, 15, 20 years. Well, you have to deprogram, unprogram all of that, like unlearn all of it, right? And start going through each position and share a narrative of everything you did. Just talk it out. And as you're talking it out, and this is what I do with coaching clients, which is why I say talk it out. But as my coaching clients are talking out, I start to ask different questions. Questions like, really? Oh, so you had this accomplishment. Tell me how. Okay, great. What was the most challenging part? What made it difficult to accomplish this? What challenges did you encounter as you were working on this? And so I'm pulling details that maybe you wouldn't have shared if you just looked at your resume. And that's because your entire career, you've been looking at it from the perspective of one industry, and I'm helping you to look at it from this perspective of a different industry. And so all of this, as we're crafting your career story, and if you're crafting this on your own, as you're doing it, you want to have the cheat sheet, right? The core, the problem, the core skills, and the knowledge base and topics and subjects, right? From the position you want to go into. And keep that in mind as you are pulling the most impactful stories from your experience in terms of that future position. And remember to align both for skill and for impact. So aligning for skill means that you want to showcase your accomplishments that demonstrate that you have the skill needed to do the work and solve the problem in your future industry, right? So something that might be the biggest accomplishment in one particular position might not really be as relevant to that new industry, but maybe a lesser accomplishment in that same position is more relevant and impactful for your new industry. So then that's the story you choose. So you see how every decision you make, you have to constantly be telling yourself, this is for my new position. What do they want to hear? Not what was impactful in your prior industry, but for your new industry. Okay, the second one, so align for skill and also align for impact. So in any particular industry or any particular career position, there are certain metrics or KPIs, right? Key performance indicators that are valued and prioritized, but it's not the same across every industry. So if one industry, you have a certain performance indicator, like a success metric, let's say, for example, student success, that's huge in education. But if you're going to go into a different industry, time to completion is going to be a much more important metric, or being able to stay under budget is going to be a much more important metric. So think in terms of aligning the skills and the impact with your future industry. Okay, as you're crafting your story, we're still on step number three because it's the biggest one, but as you're crafting your story, don't forget the importance of transitions, because the transition is what creates a thread. It helps us to follow your story, not just hear your experience, but follow you as opposed to a listing of, I did this, I did this, I did this. So your transition is where you say, here's how I went from this position to this other position. And you might say things like, you know, I was actually scouted by a recruiter because they saw my work with blah, blah, blah. And they really wanted me to use that skill set in this future position. And so I landed this job, you know, 2 months later. The point is, you just give a transition to pull their attention to the fact that you're not sharing a list, you're sharing a story. Make sure and share both the ups, but the occasional down, right? Share a challenge along the way, something that really tested your boundaries, tested your limits, I should say. Okay, so you've crafted your story. It's got a beginning, meaning where you first became interested in this particular field. It's got the body, which is each individual position with transitions in between. So it always brings the focus back to you and not just a listing of accomplishments. And then you've got the ending, which brings us to this moment. This is like the happy ending. This is the culminating piece, the part where the tension of, okay, well, where is this going? Oh my gosh, are you going to come into this industry or not? Right? You finally break the tension at the end and you summarize your experience and then provide an overview of why you are now a great fit for this new position. So you bridge the two together. That is your career story. Okay, now that you've gotten your career story crafted, the next step can be kind of painful, but this is where you cut, cut, cut. You chisel away at this masterpiece of a story that you have, remembering that a shorter story is always more powerful, so long as it keeps the most important aspects, right? So you constantly have to be looking at everything you share in the career story and saying, okay, out of everything I'm sharing here, what is most impactful? Everything else, cut it out. Next position, out of everything I'm sharing here, what is most impactful? Remember, in terms of the future position, not your past experience, and then continue cutting down. Shorter is more powerful, and clutter really hides the real value you have to share. So just remember that a clear message is incredibly simple, and the more you cut, it's likely that the better your message is. Okay, now as you cut, 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 you're going to go back now and start sharing your career story, recording your career story, listening to your career story. You want to internalize it because that helps you to, A, gain confidence to remember, hey, I did all these things, right? I have all of this. But at the same time, it also helps you to be able to remember and share your story more creatively with more emotion, in a more natural way. And remember that you're not focusing on sharing the story word for word. You're just focusing on internalizing it so it can come out in your own natural, spur of the moment conversation, but that you remember all of the key points. Okay. Now, as you're using your career story, this is the next step, right? Now you're going to use your career story. And your career story, it takes some time to craft and to cultivate, but once you have it, everything else becomes so much easier. Your career story is sort of the cornerstone or the foundation, and you can now use your career story or parts of it in your about section or your bio, as your resume summary, in your introductions and networking conversations, as part of your tell me about yourself question, and you can even cut pieces of it and really use throughout the interview. It helps you to have it kind of anchors your entire branding and marketing into, well, not your marketing, it anchors your entire branding into one clear story. So now your messaging is the same throughout. Oftentimes when folks go into application pools, you see one message in the resume because they got a resume writer, which is the resume looks phenomenal, right? But then they go into the interview and the message that is shared in the interview is completely different than the message that's on the resume. And then they have a conversation with the CEO, or they maybe before that, they have a conversation with someone like a recruiter or someone that's going to refer them in, but they have a completely different message there. And so now when they get to the interview, the resume, the cover letter, the interview, that networking conversation, none of them really match. But when you start with a career story, you can have a clear message all the way throughout. Now, I'm going to leave you with this. Don't make the mistake of assuming that you know your experience. It's so tempting to think, oh, this is easy. I know myself, right? But every single time that I coach a client on their career story, there's always light bulb moments. And these are moments when I see their face change and suddenly I hear, oh my gosh, I sound amazing. Or I had no idea I did that. I've actually heard someone recently say, this is why I need you. And then someone else said, okay, wow, I feel like I can be confident about all this. And you can. You have all of these skill sets in you. It just takes some time to pull them out. So don't make that mistake of assuming that you know all your experience. Take the time to really draw it out, retell your story, and dig deeper than you think you need to. Okay, last thing. For goodness sakes, please, please, please don't talk about what you were asked or hired to do. That is a regurgitation of the job description. Instead, talk about what you did, where you went above and beyond, how you accomplished what you did, And don't be afraid, again, to include a challenge or a bit of humor, because we're all humans talking to humans and we love hearing that we're not perfect and we're not pretending to be. So this is great. I've had so much fun just sharing with you the power of the story, how to cultivate a story, and just some of the benefits of having this in place, because it makes your entire career journey so much easier. And to be honest, it makes it a whole lot of fun, because if you're not having fun on your career transition, in your career transition, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, well, maybe we're not doing it right. This should be a time of excitement, of possibility, of confidence building, of, you know, finding and sharing your voice, and of getting an amazing opportunity. So anyways, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm really excited we got a chance to talk, and I'll see you on the next one.